तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
We'll chant verses 20 to 24, 20 to 24, chapter 6.
यत्रो परमते चित्तम् यत्रो परमते चित्तम् निरुद्धं योगसेवया निरुद्धं योगसेवया यत्र चैवात्मनात्मानम् यत्र चैवात्मनात्मानम् पश्यन्नात्मनि तुष्यते पश्यन्नात्मनि तुष्यते यत्रो परमते चित्तम् निरुद्धं योगसेवया यत्र चैवात्मनात्मानम् पश्यन्नात्मनि तुष्यति सुखमात्यन्तिकं यत्र सुखमात्यन्तिकं यत्र भुक्तिग्राह्यमतीन्द्रियं भुक्तिग्राह्यमतीन्द्रियं वेति यत्र न चैवायं वेति यत्र न चैवायम् स्थितश्चलति तत्त्वतः स्थितश्चलति तत्त्वतः सुखमात्यन्तिकं यत्र भुक्तिग्राह्यमतीन्द्रियं वेति यत्र न चैवायम् स्थितश्चलति तत्त्वतः यं लब्ध्वा चापरं लाभं यं लब्ध्वा चापरं लाभं मन्यते नाधिकं ततः मन्यते नाधिकं ततः यस्मिन् स्थितो न दुःखेन यस्मिन् स्थितो न दुःखेन गुरुणापि विचाल्यते गुरुणापि विचाल्यते यं लब्ध्वा चापरं लाभम् मध्यते नाधिकं ततः यस्मिन् स्थितो न दुःखेन गुरुणापि विचाल्यते तं विद्या दुःखसंयोग तं विद्या दुःखसंयोग वियोगं योगसंज्ञितं वियोगं योगसंज्ञितं सनिश्चयेन योक्तव्यः निश्चयेन योक्तव्यः योगो निर्विन्नचेतसा योगो निर्विन्नचेतसा संविद्या दुःखसंयोग वियोगं योगसंज्ञितं तनिश्चयेन योक्तव्यः योगो निर्विन्नचेतसा सङ्कल्पप्रभवान् कामान् सङ्कल्पप्रभवान् कामान् त्यक्त्वा सर्वानशेषतः त्यक्त्वा सर्वानशेषतः मनसैवेन्द्रियग्रामं मनसैवेन्द्रियग्रामं विनियम्यतमन्ततः विनियम्यतमन्ततः सङ्कल्पप्रभवान् कामान् त्यक्त्वा सर्वानशेषतः मनसैवेन्द्रियग्रामम् विनियम्यतमन्ततः
After having discussed about the external and internal procedures before meditation, he is now talking about dharana, dhyana and samadhi. So we saw in verse number 19 last week, very interesting example, comparison he does here. This, as a lamp in a windy place, does not flicker. Yata dipo nivasataha, neengate sopamastata. just like a lamp in a witless place does not flicker, that similarly reflects a yogi with subdued mind practicing union with the. So what is the comparison? He said when you keep a lamp in a place where there is too much wind, the light gets extinguished, the flame gets extinguished. At the same time, if you keep the lamp in a completely closed block, what will happen? Even then it will get extinguished. Isn't it? Because it requires a little bit of opening. Some oxygen. Right? If you completely shut, you won't see the flame. If you completely keep it open, you won't see the flame. So we said, exactly like that, there are certain inputs which kindles your passions, which makes your mind run extroverted. Those are compared to the passionate wind, where you need to withdraw. And you got to give yourself into those thoughts which are helpful for the flame to glow. Right? In other words, the mind, what is mind? Mind is a thought flow. Mind is nothing but a flow. We got to bring the flow to stillness. When the mind flows towards the worldly objects and beings, the consciousness is taken away along with it. Slowly, slowly, your awareness, your consciousness is lost as it were. You are drawn away by the objects and beings. That makes the mind more and more strong. So what you got to do? You got to arrest this flow, which is going from you to the external world. So all those objects and beings which are going to draw your consciousness away, you got to protect the mind from that. And then those things which will help the consciousness to glow, like scriptural study, people who you consider satsanga, because we are dealing with destroying the ego, destroying the mind here. Like in the lamp, the wick is the ego. What do you do with the wick? You got to soak it in oil. Then the wick can catch fire. Otherwise, it doesn't. Right? You sharpen the end of the wick, soak it in oil, then light it, then it catches fire, and then the flame glows in single direction, upwards. Right? It's a beautiful flame. Like that, you got to soak your mind, your ego, in the oil of devotion and the gyan. Then the awareness starts increasing. And that awareness, what does it do slowly? Slowly destroys the very wick. Have you seen? Like that, our personality today needs to be given into these areas. Then the awareness increases. So he says, the yogi mind is subdued. How has it subdued? Yes, through knowledge, withdrawn the mind from the external world. As a result of which, the awareness inside is going on becoming more and more evident. Next verse. Thus he finds union with the self, becomes one with Atma within.
Yatro paramate chittam, yatro paramate chittam, niruddham yoga sevaya, niruddham yoga sevaya, yatra chaivatmanatmanam, yatra chaivatmanatmanam, pashyannatmani tushyati, pashyannatmani tushyati, yatro paramate chittam, niruddham yoga sevaya, yatra chaivatmanatmanam, pashyannatmani tushyati.
Yatra
உபரமதே சித்தம் நிருத்தம் யோக சேவையா. பை த பிராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் யோகா த மைண்ட் ஹஸ் பீன் ரெஸ்ட்ரெயின்ட். வென் த மைண்ட் ரெஸ்ட்ரெயின்ட் பை த பிராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் யோகா. நிருத்தம் மீன்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோலிங், ரெஸ்ட்ரெயினிங். சித்த உபரமணம் நிருத்தம், இதே சித்த நிருத்தம் சித்த உபரமணம். You want to make your mind turn inward within by controlling it from running outward. How do you do this? By the practice of yoga. What is this practice of yoga that he's talking about? He's referring to, see, that's what I said, the mind becomes more and more solid when it starts running outside. The more and more you exercise control over it and bring it to stillness, the mind starts getting extinguished. That's the whole idea. Right? The moment you can bring your thoughts to stillness without flow, the mind starts getting extinguished, then Atma becomes more and more evident. Atma is there in each one of us. Each one of us are essentially Atma, but that is now obscured by the thoughts running outward. So by the practice of yoga, now why the thoughts are running outward? Because now you are having wrong knowledge, wrong understanding, wrong thinking that the external objects can give me pleasure. Buddha says, life is full of sorrow, full of misery. But we don't think it that way. We think Buddha is a pessimistic person. Lord Buddha is a pessimistic person. But Buddha says, life is full of misery, pain, sorrow. But we think life is joy. By running after the object, I get joy. Buddha says, you don't get joy, you get only pain, sorrow. Now, can Buddha be wrong? Does he have to necessarily be right and be simply accepted blindly? How did Buddha come to the conclusion? For him, his own life was a laboratory. For him, his own life was a laboratory. Lot of us, we just read scriptures, but we do not have courage to make our life a laboratory. Simply reading scriptures and reading about these things will make no difference to your life unless you get ready to make your life a laboratory. Siddharth became Buddha because he had the courage to convert his life into a laboratory. Please understand, these scriptures are only mirrors. They will make you do look within, but if you fail to look within and start appreciating the mirror, what a beautiful mirror, wonderfully done, excellent book, excellent lecture, we just miss you, then it's terrible. You understand? Remember that Zen master said, did I dazzle you so much, my son, that you fail to see the light within? Right? Master may be glowing out of his knowledge, but that should not dazzle you so much that you get stuck with him. All the scripture, apart from that, anything, it should help you to look within. So when he says, by the practice of yoga, what is he talking about? Saying, now carefully, when your mind says that the external object, sukham, is there, joy is there, the external object. It is completely different from what Buddha is saying or the scriptures are saying. But your mind today is saying what? Even though you say yes, yes, in the external world there is no joy. But we think there is joy. So what do? We run after that. So now what do we have to do? We have to carefully scrutinize when we contact. What appeared to be sukham ends up as pain. But when we experience pain, we don't really think there. We don't really pause and ponder there. What do we think? The way I approached it, I got pain. Look at that fellow. How are you? He says, fine. Therefore, he is obviously getting pleasure. See, we have become masters in duping each other. Right? In a way, we do not want to share our sorrows with others. So when somebody says, how are you? We say, fine. It is not as if we have contacted the external world and we what? Joy. But in the common parlance, when we transact with each other, when somebody asks, how are you? We still say, fine. But nothing is fine here. But we can do, oh, the way I am approaching it is wrong. So maybe next time I have to change my approach. But I definitely will get joy only from the external world. And secondly, now if I got pain, would I have run after this if I thought that will give me pain? When you are lost in the desert, you are so thirsty, looking for direction to get back. And then you are looking for water in a desert. And then you see the mirage. And you run after there. As you run, the mirage recedes. You never get. You ran there because it looked like it is water. But when you got closer, there is no water there. Similarly, if it had appeared to me as if it was pain, I would have not started to run. That is the Maya Shakti. That is the Maya. From distance, everybody's life looks beautiful. Get closer and try to exchange your life with their life for a few days. Then you will beg to them, please give my life back. You understand? This is a fact. So many people who come to Ananda Spa, when we go there for our lecture, we stay there for 3 months. So they say, huh? Stay here for 3 months?
In Ananda Spa.
Wow, exactly like you are reacting. Exactly like
you are
reacting. Oh, 3 months? Oh, we have come only for a week. You are very lucky.
Nobody goes for a week. They go for 2 days.
Yeah, there are people who come for 21 days also. There are 21 days package. That's the maximum I've seen somebody coming. But rarely you find somebody coming more than that. So, oh, you are so lucky. I keep interacting with those fellows who are working there. You know, everybody in the spa manager, the general manager, the everybody else in the restaurant, they are coming every day. They are looking for vacation to come to Delhi. You are looking for vacation to leave Delhi and go to another spa. The grass on the other side is always green. Oh, you are so lucky. You ask them. You try to exchange your life with them. You understand? So what started as sukham ended as pain, but actually it was pain only in the form of sukham. That is the Maya. When Siddhartha was taken in the chariot, when the charioteer outside the city, he saw somebody carrying, four people carrying a dead body. So he asked, what are they carrying? Who is it lying down there? Sir, that person is dead. What do you mean dead? He's not finished, his life is over. He asked. He said, life is over? What does that mean? Does it mean that I will also die one day? So the charioteer didn't want to say it. No, through his mouth. So he said, sir, how can I say that? Anybody who is born will have to die. So he said, turn the chariot backwards, towards the palace. No more going around. Listen, nothing doing. Turn it towards the palace. He said, what happened? He said, see, now just now I understood that life is not certain. Life is not permanent. What is certain is death. If death is certain, I would like to know what death is. We are, what are we doing? Why are we trying to run away? What are we trying to save ourselves from death? Philosophy says, you got to try and face what is certain. The problem that you are facing today is because you are trying your best to escape what is certain. You do not want to face it. The moment you face it, you understand that death is a fiction. That is the whole point. The problem is we don't face it. The moment you face it, you know that it's a fiction. Anything in life is like that. Fear is a fiction. We don't have the daring ability, capacity, that strength to face it. The moment you face the fear, you know that it's a fiction. Krishna in the second chapter, Lord Krishna said, Nainam chindanti shatrani, nainam dahati pavatra. Na chainam kledayanti apaha, na shoshatina maruti. What is he saying? You are not killed by weapons. Weapons do not leave you. Fire does not burn you. Water does not wet you. Wind does not blow you. You are that Atma. Atma doesn't die. Death is a fiction. Because birth itself is a fiction. So this is what he is saying. So this Shoka and Sukha are fiction. But for that, what do you have to do? You have to face the Shoka. We all want to avoid Shoka. Dukkha Nivritti, Sukha Prapti. These are the two things. Avoiding sorrow, courting joy. We believe joy is in the external world, so we run after that. And we believe these things will give me sorrow. From our previous experience, we have not understood that if one object is capable of giving me sorrow, when it appeared as joy, it will be the same thing with reference to everything else, because everything belongs to the same category. You don't gain that jnana. So what do you have to do? You have to pause. The moment you pause and see, then you cross that shoka. Believe me. You cross that shoka and you come to clear understanding that there is no sukham in the external world either. And once you cross that, then you understand there is something else within which is called ananda. You start experiencing that ananda. That is what he is saying here. Pashyan Atmani Tushyati. Pashyan Atmani Tushyati means he is satisfied in the self. Upon seeing the self, alone by the self, it is satisfied in the self. And that ananda within me is the same ananda within you. We are actually essentially ananda. There is no difference. Just as I have jumped into that ananda, you could also jump into that ananda. Nobody is other than ananda here. Everybody has the right to that ananda. But what do you have to do? You have to pause and ponder and plunge. That pausing we don't. We don't have time. When it comes to pausing, to ponder over these things, we do not have time. But it is the same people who say we do not have time. They have all the time in the world to gamble, to go around, isn't it? To spend in the other things. But when it comes to retreat, when it comes to backward learning, when it comes to backward tracing, Vedanta is nothing but backward tracing, backward learning. You understand? It's not you just need one experience. You can take it from your past. I ran after it, thinking that it will give me joy. But I ended up experiencing pain. But we don't stop there. We think something else will give me joy, something else will give me joy. We start running continuously. All the Vedanta says is yoga is what? Backward tracing. Yoga is backward walking. Backward movement. Moving within. The moment you start moving backward, questioning, would I have run after this if it appeared to be as pain? No. So obviously it appeared to be as pleasure. But did I get pleasure? No. I'm getting pain. Then if you move backwards to the source, that is called yoga. Understand? Practice of yoga. Practice of yoga is moving to the source, not to the fruit. Getting back to the roots, not to the fruits. That is what he calls this yoga. That is what he calls this niruddha. Niruddha means understanding. I always told you, jnanam alone can bring about niruddham. Everything else is suppression. When you understand about a thing, you go beyond it. When you understand what anger is all about, when you see anger in you, in all forms, how it manifests in you, how it functions, how it increases the blood pressure, how it makes you stutter, how it makes your hands shiver, when you start seeing it, then you go beyond it. Firstly, you got to accept that you are angry. Firstly, you got to accept that you are going through shoka. But acceptance is very important. And second acceptance is, I am going through shoka because I thought this will give me joy and I ran after it, but I only got shoka. The moment you accept, nobody needs to tell you what to do. The moment you see, this is what I got, you will start questioning your very approach. Maybe I need to change it. Do you see? So the moment you start seeing, I went after it because I thought it would give me joy, but I finally experienced pain, now I do not want to run after it. Now the next question you will ask yourself is, who is this I claiming that it ran after because it was appearing as pleasure, but claiming to have experienced pain and not pleasure, now wanting to do away from this method? Who is that? Then you look within. Thoughts have stopped running. It's come to stillness. In a still pond, the sun reflects. Then you see the self within. Aha, this is me. All this while, whom I thought as myself is not my real me. This is me. And that me is what? In the form of ananda. Tushyanti ravanti. Is satisfied in the self by the... Thereafter what will happen? Thereafter you will not be running after the world for happiness, for joy. You will be contacting the world out of joy. A lot of people think, acha, once you found that satisfaction, then what will happen? You lock up yourself inside the room? No. Only a person who is depressed locks himself or herself inside the room. A person who is joyful, what do they do? They come out and celebrate. Always when you are joyful, you don't lock yourself inside the room. But when you are depressed, you do. Isn't it? You go into a shell. Not when you are joyful. When you are joyful, you come out, you share, you celebrate, you are forgiving. It's okay, it's okay. When you are joyful, you say, theek hai, no problem. Leave them alone. Give them little more tips. Give them one more vacation. You understand? You got the news that your daughter-in-law has delivered a baby boy or a baby girl. You are so happy. So that day, one fellow comes and asks, sir, I want to go home 1 hour early today. Theek hai, go 2 hours before. You are in joy. You are in a forgiving mood. You are in a giving mood. You are compassionate. You are celebrating. You are sharing. What do you mean? Joy is irresistible, unstoppable. You don't withdraw. You bubble. You flow. You exuberate. You get up. You understand? This is what we need to understand. The fundamental difference is when we run after the object, our energy gets trapped. We are putting so much effort, getting very little. Our energy gets trapped. We become tired. We want to get back home. And those who have got back home, to the real home, to their own self, they are all flowing outwardly, giving to joy. Their actions are thereafter no more to find joy, is out of joy. They are satisfied in the self by the self. They are not dependent on the external world for their joy. This is what he is saying. So, yatro paramate chittam, yatra paramate chittam. विरुद्धम योग सेवया चित्त उपरुद्धम चित्त विरुद्धम. In fact, Patanjali in the Yoga, Yoga Sutra, the beginning itself is says, Chitta Niruddham Yoga. All that you need to do is what? Restrain your thoughts. If you have to restrain your thoughts, what do you have to do?
You have to first restrain your senses.
Next verse. Sukhamatyantikam yattat. Sukhamatyantikam yattat. बुद्धिग्राह्यमतीन्द्रियम् बुद्धिग्राह्यमतीन्द्रियम् वेति यत्र न चैवायम् वेति यत्र न चैवायम् स्थितश्चलति तत्त्वतः स्थितश्चलति तत्त्वतः सुखमात्यन्तिकं यत्र बुद्धिग्राह्यमतीन्द्रियम् वेति यत्र न चैवायम् स्थितश्चलति तत्त्वतः.
सुखम् आत्यन्तिकम् ఆత్యంతిక సుఖం ఇన్ఫినిట్ బ్లిస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ సుఖం నాట్ ద సుఖం దట్ ఇస్ ఇంటరప్టెడ్ ఇంటర్సెప్టెడ్ ద సుఖం దట్ వీ నో ఇస్ ద సుఖం దట్ ఇస్ ఇంటరప్టెడ్ ఇంటర్సెప్టెడ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ సుఖం మీన్స్ వాట్ ద సుఖం దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇంటరప్టెడ్
అన్ఇంటరప్టెడ్ హియర్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ అన్ఇంటరప్టెడ్ పవర్ సప్లై రైట్ యూపీఎస్ టు సేవ్ యువర్ టైం దట్ యూ వర్క్ ఆన్ ద కంప్యూటర్ రైట్ exactly like that uninterrupted supply of bliss. Our bliss is all conditional, right, interrupted by sorrow. In fact, very little sukham experience, immediately sorrow comes and takes it away. When he knows the supreme bliss, upon seeing the self, the self is satisfied, he understands, he knows he is the supreme bliss. Having come in contact with the supreme bliss, having known the supreme bliss, which can be grasped by the intellect, which transcends the senses, buddhi grahya matindriyam, it is beyond the grasp of the senses. Senses are the what? Most extreme part of yourself. Are you with me? And the senses, if you are stuck, if your consciousness is stuck with your senses. I said this many times. I don't mind repeating it once again because it's very essential. Any part of your body, when it makes your presence known, it means what? Your consciousness has got stuck there. Has got stuck there. Isn't it? When a tooth falls, your tongue is finding that gap. That means your consciousness is stuck in that area. When you are healthy, no part is restricting your consciousness. That means what? Your consciousness is free, not restricted. So you got to go beyond the senses. So the problem is not the senses. The problem is what? Getting stuck to the senses. So you got to first practice sense control, then mind control, and then take it backwards. When you take it backwards, the buddhi is completely purified of the impressions. When you run outward, the outward thoughts collect impressions. In different context we said, every day you go, let us say you go in the bike to your office, you shower and go. But when you go out, there is so much of dust again, gets collected in your body. So what do you do? Come back in the evening and shower again? Isn't it? So like that, the moment you get out, when your thoughts run outwardly, it does collect impurities. And the impurities settle and your clarity is lost. And then you don't see the Atma. So now, when you don't run after extrovertedly in the world, the buddhi is cleared of all the impressions. When the buddhi is cleared of all the impressions, in that very pure buddhi, shuddha buddhi, you understand, Atma reflects itself. Atma cannot be grasped by the senses. In fact, when you run after constantly, you only gather more and more impressions. This is what he says. When he knows the Supreme Bliss, which has been grasped by the intellect, purified by the practices mentioned before, without purification, your intellect is full of dust. How can the self reflect in it? In the intellect, the self can reflect. But when the intellect is free of all the impurity, the buddhi, as we see within, this is not something that can be grasped by the senses. That is why if you experience the self and you go and talk about it, they think you have gone mad. Because they are trying to say, okay, then give us a proof. Proof means what? You have to tell them to go inward. They think it's a waste of time. We will miss all this. Therefore, those who went inside did not come and talk to everybody. Only spoke to those few people who are saying, what is this here? I went up to them because I thought I'll get joy, but I'm getting shoka. Okay, from this side. You seem to be questioning. To them alone, they shared this knowledge. Jesus Christ said, don't cast pearls before swine. A fellow is so preoccupied, so busy. Let him run. Allow him to run fully. Because only then one day he will question. You see, one day when he questions, give your address where the Vedanta class is going. Till then you don't. You never ask anybody why you did not come for the class last week. This is irrelevant. You understand? It's irrelevant. If you understand that you have cancer and you need to be operated as soon as possible, the doctor says Tuesday morning and today is Sunday, will you say Tuesday I have fixed an appointment, very important, I can't come, can you make it next Tuesday? Will you say? Will you? Allow them to go. They have still not understood that life is full of misery. This is why Buddha said that understanding has to come. Everybody, we also hear so many people dying. Temporarily, the moment anybody dies, we feel sorry for their near and dear ones. May God bless them with strength. Fine, that's a good feeling. Our condolences is good, but then beyond that we have to go. What is it? This is the most certain thing, and it can strike anyone any minute. Fellows went to play cricket. It was on a Sunday. The tsunami that hit Chennai a few years ago, it hit Chennai on a Sunday. I guess it was a Sunday or a holiday. It was a holiday. First thing in the morning, people go to the beach to walk, and a lot of people, especially on a weekend, they go, they play cricket, they play frisbee and all sorts of things. Tsunami came, so many people were rushed. Nalini dalagata jalamati dhalam tattva jeevitam atishayata. Very, very interesting, yeah. It's like a bubble in the ocean. Any minute it can break. When it will burst, we don't know. Like water on a lotus leaf. The leaf is so greasy. So if you see, like mercury on paper, the water is floating. You know, this side and that side wobbling. Any minute it can fall back into the pond. Like that. It's exactly like that. And yet, nobody wants to face death. Nachiketa, in our scriptures they say, he got the courage. He said, let me go to the Lord of death. Means what? Questioning death. You want to start analyzing pain. Not just analyzing, start watching pain. It's through pain that you get to the source. In fact, in pleasure, you miss it. That is why they say, God gives pain to those whom He loves. Because pain gives you an opportunity to reflect. Whenever you go through some sorrow, you are in a reflective mode. Very rarely you find a person who in success also is in reflective mode. In success, to find somebody humble is very difficult. What do you mean? To become arrogant. Even God became arrogant in Keno Upanishad. After meeting with the help of Brahman against the Asura, they forgot the role played by Brahman and they are all enjoying. Brahman came back and taught them a lesson. You know? So, how many of us are in success humble? How many of us in success are still balanced? In fact, many of us are thrown out of balance during success. Pain kind of makes us reflect. Isn't it? So remember, God gives you pain when He wants you to get back. So rather than resisting pain and trying to run away from pain, through pain you can go beyond. That is yoga. Really speaking, you can disconnect yourself from pain when you start questioning the very pain. How did it all begin? In fact, I am the one who brought myself to pain. By how? By running after the material world. Now if I want to free myself from pain, then what do I have to do? I have to stop running after the material world. Which means what? Your goal cannot be that the world is the end all and be all of life. Contact with the world is not the problem. But when the world becomes the end all and be all of life, shoka is the sure result. From moha comes shoka. From shoka comes dukkha. You get deluded. Dhyayato vishayam samsara. When I see this in object, I get deluded. The sight of a foolish heart inflames. The lump of pineapples inflames. The delusion then takes us to experience shoka and pain. But we are still deluded in our question. But there if you start questioning, you get it. In fact, your moksha, the possibility is there. In fact, every second, God is giving us a possibility to jump. Shoka can become a springboard to go into moksha. But we don't. What do? We start using the shoka, pain, as not a springboard to jump into moksha, but as stumbling block which trips us to fall more and more into shoka. This is the problem. So therefore, what do you have to do? Yoga. Yoga means thoughts, patience. That is why I said, if you are in a hurry, you can never meet hurry. If you are in a hurry, you can never meet hurry. Running. No time, running. Pause. Relax. Retreat. We don't have time for retreats. What he says is, the only solution for you is retreat. If you do not have time to go for a few days of retreat, every day you must at least spend half an hour to 1 hour retreat. Which we keep on saying. And the best time for retreat is quiet time. When everybody else is sleeping, early morning you have had enough rest. You see, early morning you have had enough rest and everybody else is sleeping. If you get up, you are fresh. In that time, use it for retreat. Sit down and question. Where was I so busy yesterday? Day before? I was running after things because I thought they will give me joy. Did I get it? If I got it, how long did it last? So when I say that it lasted for few minutes or few hours, then what happened? Then actually it became pain. Are you with me? So then what is it? You start questioning your going back. That is you. So it says, when he knows the supreme bliss, which can be grasped by the intellect, which transcends the senses, and wherein established, he never moves from reality. Thereafter, he doesn't fall into delusion. Once you are established in a higher state, you don't fall yourself into a lower state again. You have risen above five world. Thereafter, you don't get back to five world. Just to play with your child, you may go and play with toys. But you are not preoccupied with toys. Do you? Please, if you do, don't tell us. The thing is, you may go and play, with the toys. Because your son is playing, your daughter is playing, your grandchildren are playing. So you go and play. Do you get deluded by this? You say, my God, when I was growing up, these kind of toys were content, yeah? I never played with them. I really enjoy them. Would you do that? Of course you enjoy playing. You say, khatam, abhi, time ho gaya. You move on. Once you have risen above, you don't fall back. Once you've got the vision of reality, you don't miss it. You don't lose it. Yad gatva nani vartante. Once a person has gone into that tattvataha, essence, that's it. He's found his home. He'll be rooted. He can never be rooted out. He'll always be in that. Whatever he does as what? I mentioned to you. Non-resident self. Give the example, you remember? You go to Middle East countries. Nowadays they allow you to buy properties, but you will still cannot become their citizen. You will continue to remain as Indian. Believe me. Even though you lived for many years, you will still continue to have Indian passport. Renewing your work visa every 3 years or whatever years, number of years. You can buy properties maybe, but you will never be their citizen. So you will be enjoying everything that the country offers by respecting the law of that land. But deep inside, you know that you are non-resident Indian. Similarly, you will take a walk in the world. You will contact your senses with the worldly objects. Your mind will go, but you are never locked there. Deep inside, you know that you are non-resident self. Just like how, wherever you go, whatever you do in all the transactions, deep inside you know that you are a woman, that you are a man. Nobody needs to come and remind you. You don't carry a scripture which reminds you, remember you are a woman. Remember you are a man. Even through all the transactions that is maintained, isn't it? Exactly like that. He is, the moment he is established, he never moves from reality. If you ever move into shoka again, what does it mean? It was a conditional experience. Like you take drugs, LSD, and then temporarily you experience paramananda, as it were. It is not paramananda. It is aparamananda. Temporarily they are there. What happens when the effect is gone? Again looking for the drug. Similarly for some people the drug is not information. You understand? Through knowledge, this kind of external information, they appear to be in that level. Then when the effect goes, because 3-4 weeks they did not come for class, or they did not take a book, with them. They did not study. They did not root themselves. The battery is discharged. So what happened? Again, shoka. Then what? They come running. This is what we need to understand. The moment you are established, If you are established in adulthood, you can never get back to toddlerhood. When you play with a child, you are also playing with a child as if you are a child. But deep inside, you are an adult. When things start becoming a play, the entire world will be a playground. That's what he says. Yam labdhva chaparam lagam, yam labdhva chaparam lagam, madhyate nadikam tatah, madhyate nadikam tatah, yasmin stito na dukkena, yasmin stito na dukkena, gurunapi vichalyate, gurunapi vichalyate, yam labdhva chaparam lagam, मध्यते नाधिकं ततः यस्मिन् स्थितो न दुःखेन गुरुणापि विचाल्यते. In comparison to the sukham that you experience by going within, all the other sukhams fall apart. When nothing, this varies in kind. All other sukham varies only in degree compared to physical pleasure. Emotional joy is far superior. But compared to emotional joy, intellectual joy is far superior. But compared to intellectual joy, Atma Sukham is most superior. Supreme most of all Sukham. Therefore, he says, having obtained which, he thinks no other gain superior to. The labha, the real labha is got. Now no other labha he is ready to exchange it for. Your son who has been studying abroad for so many years and you have hardly met him in between, you didn't want to disturb him by going to his place. You want him to focus on study, so maybe you met him once or twice. Similarly, he could not come much because so many projects and things like that. So you have not met him for so many years. Okay, now you are going for his graduation. You are taking a flight. And at the airport, they say, sometimes they say, what? Flight is overbooked. So what we do is, we give you an offer. What offer? I'm just speaking of masala. Okay. But they do. Something like this is there. So the offer is, you will fly free. In between we'll take you to some other country. And few days, we make you stay in a fancy hotel. Everything is paid. You can enjoy this, enjoy that, all sorts of things. But after 3 days or 4 days, you will be taken back to your destination. Whosoever comes forward can come and approach this place. The rest will travel this flight. Will you go for it? The sukham that you are about to get, going to your son's graduation, is far superior compared to this that they are in. You will not take it. You do not want it. You understood. This is nothing. Will you go back? So he says, having obtained which he thinks no other gain superior. Therefore he is not going to fall into the madness of running back to the world again.
If at all he goes as a king. King goes when he wants to go.
He would have decided to go there, but something would have come up. He will say, okay, I'm not going. His state is kingly.
And when a king says, okay, I'm not going, nobody says, sir, why don't you go?
Nobody dares ask this question.
He says, I'm not going. I'm going day after tomorrow. I'm going after 10 days.
And when he goes, whenever he goes, before he goes, so many people go. Suddenly you go on the road, you know the minister is probably coming. Because everything is clean, so many police standing there, everything is so meticulous. The state is kingly. He just has to say, I am coming there. And he can change it last minute also. Isn't it? So that's what he's saying. And having obtained which he thinks no other gain superior to it, means his state is kingly. All our state is what? Beggarly. Within beggarly state, there are two kinds. What kinds? Anybody? They have and they have not. It's not kingly. The state is not kingly. Only his state is kingly. Are you with me? Within that state, the beggarly state, there are haves and the haves. What you beg for changes, differs. But begging continues. Begging has not stopped. He doesn't beg. He doesn't want anything. You know, we have discussed this story before. A person from a very poor background, a sage. Mahatma, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva and Parvati. So, Mata Parvati told Lord Shiva, we must go and bless him with something, you know. We must go and give him some boon. Lord Shiva said, hey, he may not want it. He doesn't want it. No, but still we should go. So they both appeared in front of him one day. At that time he was stitching his old torn clothes. You remember this story? Old torn clothes he was stitching. And he was so joyful. And when Lord Shiva and Mata Parvati appeared in front of him, he prostrated, he took their blessings and he said, I am really blessed and all that. Then they said, please ask for a boon. He said, I don't want anything. I have nothing to ask. No, you must think. They insisted. He said, seriously, you have given me everything. He is such a pauper. But he says that you have given me everything, I don't want anything. Same thing happened to Sudama also. He did not ask. Because he is above wants. You know, he's given me everything. There is nothing I want. No, you must ask something. It's our command. You can't say no. Raksha, in that case, I ask you sincerely that this thread should follow the needle without fail. That's all. I'm stitching now. Let the thread follow the needle. He really didn't want anything. His state is kingly.
Content.
Totally satisfied. There's nothing that he wants. He go beyond wants. So that's what he says. And having obtained rich, he thinks no other gain superior to it. And he knows that nothing can take away his ananda. Even death cannot take. Swami Ramtita was living on the banks of Ganges near Rishikesh. Even today, Ramtita Gufa is there. It's not literally a gufa, it's actually on two small rocks. A huge big rock is there. Under that he was staying. That was his house. He went and rocked throughout the world. He went to America, gave lectures on rocks and everywhere. He was staying there. And every day he used to swim across the Ganges. And one day the current was so strong, he wrote, O death, if you wish to take away my body, you take it away. I have many bodies to work through. Having written that, he plunged into the Ganges. He didn't come back. He was washed away by the current. Okay? O death, you want to take this body, take it away. I have many more bodies to work through. That is Swami Ramakrishna. After having lectured in America, somebody transcribed his lectures and gave it to him when he was boarding the ship to come back to India. And then
They said, please publish it, please publish it. He threw it in the ocean. He said, Vedanta doesn't require Ramtirtha. Ramtirtha requires Vedanta. Vedanta doesn't require Ramtirtha. It can speak through the running brooks, through the trees, through the stone. Somebody will take it up. That is Ramtirtha. Hardly anybody knows Swami Ramtirtha. All of you know Swami Ramtirtha? Are you one of them? Through me.
Yeah.
I get to know about him through my guru. And at least I am from south, we are all from north. Ramtirtha mission is there in Delhi itself. Not many know. Swami Ramtirtha is from Punjab, from Lahab. He was a math professor. He was a genius. He gave up his body at the age of 32. Upanishad, Keno Upanishad says, Iha chedaveti data satyamasti na chediha veti mahati vinashti. Bhuteshu bhuteshu chitra dhira prityasma loka nandaka. If you have lived the life, if you have found that ananda within, if you have found that atyantika labham, you lived your life. Otherwise you have wasted your time. Na chediha veti mahati vinashti. Nashti means loss. Vinashti means great loss. Mahati vinashti means supreme, most, greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the great loss. Means you have wasted your time. When somebody asked Emerson, what's your age? I believe he said 360. What? 360? What do you mean 360? Firstly, they weren't sure. So they said, we didn't hear clearly. Can you repeat it? He said, yes, 360. What do you mean 360? You look like you are only 60. When you are conscious, your life, you are living 6 times more. What do you mean? When you are unconscious, even if you are living 100, you have lived hardly few years. So we are claiming to live 100 years, but we haven't accomplished what Swami Ramtirtha accomplished within 32 years. Shankaracharya again, 32. Swami Vivekananda again, 39. Think Swami Ramana Maharshi, 55. What is important is not how long we live, but how we live. The quality. Right? So he says, having obtained which he thinks no other gain superior to it. His mind will thereafter not run away. When I am happy within, and that happiness is the maximum happiness for me, why would I run after anything? If at all I run, it is game going, play. You are not trying to make a career out of it. You just go to the soccer ground to kick the ball, to have fun. Have fun, come back. Are you with me? You are not trying to make a career out of it. I must become a soccer player. I must earn these many millions. I must endorse so many products. Nothing. Just going to play. Very established, he is not moved even by great sorrow. Even death doesn't do anything to him. The greatest of all sorrows, death. In fact, all sorrow finally is what are we really scared of? Death. When we see somebody dying, deep inside our death is being reminded of. You understand? A portion of us is gone. Slowly, slowly things are taken away from me. Hair is firstly turning, color is turning. Then the hair falls. Then the tooth falls. You understand? All reminding what? Portion of me is going. When I see my friends die, my friends die, a portion of me is gone. My relatives go, a portion of me goes. Are you with me? Slowly, slowly, the greatest of sorrow does not move him. Means what? For him also the greatest of sorrow will be there. He will also go through sorrow.
దుఃఖేష్వను విఘ్నమనాః సుఖేషు విగత స్పృహః వీతరాగభయ క్రోధః స్థితదీముని రుచ్యతే.
అర్జున స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞస్య కా భాష సమాధిస్థస్య కేశవ స్థితదీ కిం ప్రభాషేత కిం ఆసీత భజేత కిం. 54th వర్స్ ఆఫ్ చాప్టర్ 2. Then in 55th verse he says, Prajahati yada kaman, Lord Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan vacha, Prajahati yada kaman, sarvan partha manogatan, atman yev atmana tushtaha, sita prajnyas duchate. One who is reveling within by himself, sita prajnya. And then, dukkeshu anudvignamana. Next verse, 56th verse, dukkeshu anudvignamana. Means, sorrow, dukkha, pain does not affect him, overthrow him, doesn't make him go through depression. Dukkeshu anudvignamana. Sukeshu vigatasthana. Joy does not make him lose balance. Vita raga bhaya krodha. One who has conquered all this, one has become free from what? Raga bhaya krodha. Sitadhi muni ruchya. That person is muni. He is the sita prajna. So here also he is saying the same thing. He is not moved by great sorrow. Things come, touch the body, mind, intellect, but never touches him or her. He becomes what? Unmoved, immovable. The level of our knowledge is known depends on what moves us. A loss of pencil may not move us. A loss of pen may not move us. Maybe it will move us if it is Mont Blanc. It's a Mont Blanc pen. Maybe a loss of pen, even if it is Mont Blanc, may not move you. But certainly nowadays mobile does. Contact. Contact chale gayi. You understand? Mera contact pura usi mein tha, chale gayi. Moved. Are you with me? Something we have to move us. A car. A relative. We are not immovable. We are being affected. So, because we haven't experienced that atyantika sukham. See, if you pretend you are not moved, when you haven't achieved that atyantika sukham, then what are you doing?
Lying to yourself.
So, what are you doing? Forcefully suppressing yourself. In this case, he is not forcefully suppressing or pretending. He is naturally like that. He who steals my purse, steals cash. When his purse is having credit cards, which is having lots of dollars, then you understand. When you have nothing to lose, anyway you are thinking about throwing that purse because it's become very old and there was nothing inside. Then if you say, he who steals my purse steals trash, nothing. When your purse is full of money, dollars, all $100 notes, and lots of credit cards, with full credit limit, debit card, everything is there, and somebody has stolen it, inside you are not affected. Externally you do whatever you got to do. Atyantika labha. When I gain that, in comparison to that, no loss is a loss. In fact, our experience is all ulta. We have lost the greatest joy and we are not at all affected. On the contrary, we are all looking very happy. This is what they are not able to understand. They are saying, the masters are saying, Are Baba, you have lost this and you are not even aware that you have lost it. And forcefully you are thinking that you are in joy.
for a loss of a rubber eraser, you are suffering like this?
It is overreaction, isn't it? You are overreacting. There is nothing bigger than the Atma. You have lost the Atma itself. And you don't seem to be suffering because you lost it. But you lost something else, which is not true. But it is giving you so much of suffering. I gave you that example, a very mundane example. You invested money in the share market and you never intended to withdraw the money. Long term investment you have done. But every day you have the habit of checking. Abhi kitna? What is me? Now, you invested 100,000, now it is 200. Next day the shares has crashed. 200,000 has become 150,000. 50,000 loss. So, you anyway had no intention of withdrawing. Now, how does it matter? No, but that day, my God. Then that makes you look at the Sensex more, every day. And then again 200,000 rupees. Now you are thinking 200 will become 300 and not. Again the same story is going. All madness. Anyway, you are not thinking of taking it, withdrawing. Isn't it? That's what he's saying. Adhyantika labha compared to that labha, that profit that you get when you reach Atma, these are all nothing. There is no loss, there is no profit. No profit can excite you, no loss can reject you. That's what he's saying here. There is nothing more superior to this job. See, if the doctor will come and tell you, sorry, we can't help you, you will have to die. You will die in a few hours, a few days. What will happen to your priorities? Completely change. Isn't it? Your priorities will change. Will it or not? They are taking things for granted. So he says that Adhyantika Labham, for that person, only thing thereafter matters is his life. Nothing else matters. You understand? Share market loss ho gaya, theek hai bhai, please somehow save me. That's all matters to me. These things don't matter. What was such a big thing before, now nothing. What is essential you lost and you are not worried? What is non-essential you lost and that is still affecting you? So find out in life what is essential, what is non-essential. You are losing the capacity to work, that is not affecting you. The job you lost affecting you. When you have the capacity to work, when you lose the job, will it affect you? Agar either job nahi hai, to kisi aur jagah mein I will take the job. Because I have the ability to work. When inside is strong, outside is taken away, you are not bothered. You work so hard, let's say you and somebody else partnered and started a business, and you work so hard, the other fellow probably did not, and you really built an empire. Okay? The other fellow very cheekily took away your portion, and he said you are not partner anymore, you have nothing to do with the company anymore. Will you be affected? You know now I can build it like this because I built it.
Every stone here is mine. And that fellow didn't do anything. He will slowly lose it. He will crumble. He will grow. Because inside the capacity is there. You know how to do it. You know the technique. We are not bothered about that. We are not concerned about essentials.
This authentical labham is there in essentials, not in the non-essentials.
Therefore, what do we have to do? We have to go back to our rooms, and when we do study, we got to find out essential and non-essential at all levels. At material level, what is essential, what is non-essential? At physical level, what is essential, non-essential? At emotional level, what is essential, non-essential? At intellectual level, what is essential, non-essential? At spiritual level, what is essential, non-essential? You must do that exercise. I would appreciate if somebody can do that exercise and show it to me. I'm not saying it's an assignment. You're all grown up. But it is for your own good. Do that exercise. What is essential? Material, physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual. At all levels. With reference to my family, with reference to my work, with reference to my society, what is essential, what is not essential? I don't know. If I get to the essential, then when the non-essentials are lost, no problem. What others think of me is non-essential. What am I is essential. If in others estimate, my what? Value has come down. Does it affect you? Because you know who you are. It doesn't affect you. But you have never done this experiment. What matters is who am I? Who am I? You have not done the experiment. Therefore, what others think of me bothers you. Oh, that fellow is thinking about me like this. I'm worried. I'm concerned. I want to know. And how does it matter? Does it move you?
Even the greatest sorrow doesn't move you.
पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्य सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
हरि ओम.